Till midnight, good evening, welcome along. Time for Tech Talk on a Tuesday night. Richard Pascoe's in the studio, and the number, of course, the chats to Richard. Any questions, 8223-0000. Don't ask him to draw an answer, though, because it won't look like anything it should, as we've just discovered in the news break. Not much of an artist.
No, terrible. Stick figures and things that when you start to draw them look like something else that you can't really talk about on air.
Okay.
Well. So yes. And could we thank the Havelock Hotel tonight for supplying me dinner as
that's
well?
That's the way.
There we go.
Whatever it takes to keep you here. That's good.
That's it.
So, Richard, big story today. Facebook, obviously, has come back to the party. What happened here? Who blinked?
Well, I think the government blinked.
You reckon?
Just after 6:30 this morning, a statement was made. There'll be no more amendments. It's going to go through as it's written.
Yeah.
End of story. There was very clear-cut wording on that. And then we find out this afternoon that there are amendments in there.
Yeah.
As well. So, you know, why did it happen? I think news organisations suddenly woke up that they're not getting as many click-throughs as they expected to go along and see. So people didn't go over to the website and Facebook was holding on.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of tech commentators overseas were saying Facebook actually did the right thing because it is a tax that's coming in. I understand we have to support journalism. Mm. I'm the first one to come along and say that. Now, when Google last week went along and signed deals as well with the Seven Network, the Nine Network and
News Limited
as well, I think that also undermined the legislation greatly. Because you know, imagine, Matthew, if the legislation had come out and somebody sat there and said, it's $60 million you've got to pay.
Mm.
And they've got away with $30 million. I think they got away quite cheaply out of it to begin with for it. But it just... you know, it was really undermined then. And I think that somebody suddenly woken up and gone, well, you know, we're starting to backpedal now at a million miles an hour. I think there was a lot of pressure put on the government as well to try and come up with some sort of deal for it because it did disrupt the landscape.
Yeah.
You know, here, you know, 5AA Breakfast Show, Facebook Live
that's
on there
right.
as well. Love the YouTube part.
Yeah.
Love what the guys did in the morning as well with the other Facebook feed that they put up as well. I think people were creative about it.
Hmm.
But I spoke to somebody with a large, very large website, thousands of hits a day. Their traffic plummeted by 60%.
Really? Okay. Did traffic to Facebook plummet at all?
I don't think it's made much difference to Facebook at all. Facebook went back to what it used to be.
Yes.
Family, friends and crappy stories along the way and a few ads on there as well. Cat photos on there as well. So the changes that were made, I think, are very interesting. The first made it clear that a decision to designate a platform under the code must take into account whether a digital platform has made a significant contribution to the sustainability of the Australian news industry through reaching commercial agreements with news media businesses. A couple of dollars changed hands, but I also think it's got to do with links as well. So, you know, the way I would envision it is that Facebook will come back, let's say, to News Limited and go, this month you had 50 million links that have gone through.
Yep.
We'll give you X amount of dollars based on those links because we've already really spent $200 million in giving you those free links on there as well. So that it's starting to come down. The code is only going to apply to Google and Facebook at the moment.
Is that right?
Yep.
So not Twitter, not Insta.
No.
Okay.
So the Treasurer is able to designate further companies under the code.
Mm.
The second amendment will see the digital platform notified of the government's intention to designate prior to any new decision. So if they're going to go along and come along and say, well, now Twitter is to be involved in that. I don't see why Twitter should get away with it if the other two were on there as well. The Fourth Amendment states that final arbitration is the last resort when commercial deals cannot be reached through mediation. But at the moment, we've got commercial deals in place now for it. So everything kind of like just moves on, goes back to normal. But I really think the government, it's not coming out as looking real, looking real good about all of this.
But Facebook is also playing the game now too.
Oh yes, they played the game very, very well. So, you know, other countries around the world now will go along and go, geez, do we really want to go along and do this or try and strike some sort of deal? And also a fun fact out of all of this stated in the New York Times, Josh Frydenberg was the best man at the wedding of Kerry Stokes, the son of, of Ryan Stokes, the son of Kerry Stokes, who owns Seven West Media, the company that reached a deal with Google.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's very interesting. So, you know, we're going back to normal now.
Yeah.
You know, for it. I think it's be interesting to see some of the government statements come out tomorrow. So I'm particularly looking forward to what Rex Patrick's got to say and Sarah Hanson-Young, because they were scathing on, they just jumped on the bandwagon as far as I was concerned to go along and get it. But, you know, the government, I think, has lost face in this one.
Okay, interesting. Graham has called up, different issue from Tennyson. But, yeah, we'll see where that goes, Richard. I want to read some analysis on it. And obviously people will be writing that tonight, and be interesting to see what different people take out of it.
You know, and I think it's really interesting to say, you know, it's all about dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure that Nine, Seven and the News Limit will be Facebook is the good guy now as well, and Google are the good guy, because during the week, all those companies, because they'd already been paid by Google, Facebook was the evil one out there because they hadn't got any money yet. Now, money's been changed hands. Watch
they'll
the tune.
They'll be good guys. Yeah, indeed. Tennyson and Graham, hello.
G'day, Matthew and Richard. How are you?
Good, Graham.
Just very quickly, Richard, you're obviously very tech savvy.
Thanks, Graham.
We all know that. But with this Mars landing, do you have any idea how people can design a spacecraft to land autonomously, if you like has to think for itself? There's a 31 minute delay, I believe, between Earth and Mars, and it lands perfectly. I saw the video this morning. I was freaked out.
It is an
EQ coming off, the thing coming off, the rockets firing at exactly the right time, the sky crane coming down. It was just
amazing. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just think it's an amazing piece of technology that they've done, an amazing piece of software that they've done, especially from when was it launched?
On 9 months or so?
Yeah, nine months ago. So, you know, they've obviously been able to monitor it. They would have gone through lots of testing, basically to send it all up there at the time. You know, it's just without knowing how they've gone along and done it. I just think you sit back and go, this is great about how they've done it.
Yeah,
it is. Can I ask you, Richard, how smart are the people that did that?
Oh, extremely. They're cutting edge, Graham.
They're at the edge.
They are the cutting edge to go along and do something like this. So they do recruit the best out there to go along for these sort of things. I just hope they get rewarded as well. Yeah. But, you know, people that have done...
I hope they do too.
People that have really done this will probably be snapped up by private enterprise, you know, as well.
If you can remember the Apollo landing, I was old enough, unfortunately, to remember. I was 8 years old.
Yeah, I remember it too, Graham.
The pictures were so grainy and was like ghosty.
Yep.
This thing was perfectly clean and clear. It was full high-definition video. Yeah. And apparently it took some time for about 50 gigabytes of data to be relayed to an orbiter in Mars to relay it back to Earth, and then they put it together. That's why it took some time for the video to appear.
Yeah, and we complain about our NBN connections here, but
there's no NBN between Mars and Earth, unfortunately.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's not like you can send a technician out, you know.
So exactly right.
You want it to work.
Can you turn it off and on again, you know, for us to go along and do it?
Just hit the on switch, yeah. That's right. It's amazing. And they must test all this out. And you think about all the components that have to work together to make it all happen.
Oh, yes.
Just incredible.
It is amazing how they've gone along and done it. It really is.
Mike has texted through, "Hi Richard, I have Windows 10 on my laptop. Do I have to install all Windows updates?"
I would say yes, you do on there as well. The problem that you might have is depending on your antivirus on there, sometimes the Windows updates don't load. So I always encourage people, go along once a month on there as well, have a look. Make sure that they've updated. If they don't update, you might have a problem with your computer.
Well, all right. So there you go. Calls to Richard, 8223-0000 is the number. It is coming up to 9:15. We might just have a quick chat before we move on, Richard, to the ad break. Just going back to Facebook. So if you've given up on Facebook, if you've said over the last week, no more, where do you go?
For news items, if you've got an iPhone, iPad or a Mac, Apple News, I think, does a great job.
Locally?
Yeah, for locally, yeah. I think they do a very good job. So they aggregate all the news sources. You can subscribe to various, you know, like the Advertiser.
Yeah, okay.
So it's curious. I just wonder if money was changing hands. If you work for the Advertiser, give us a call. So the things like the Advertiser, the Australian, the Herald Sun, lots of international news ones on there as well.
But if you don't subscribe to them, do you still get the story?
You still get the story.
Really?
So you can go along and you can click through, get some idea of the, you know, the story or the story will punch up, or it will say you have to go along and subscribe on there as well. So they all works on a Windows computer, Android devices, plus iPhones and iPads and Macs. You can install the Google News app well, because as we know now, Google pay for that. They've done a great job at going along for a while now and aggregating all the news sources of the week.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with your calls on the other side of this.
Few people realise that every funeral firm buys its funeral components from the same suppliers, and we all pay the same price. Coffins, press notices, flowers, cremation fees, and then the biggest items, overheads and profits. A funeral service in our chapel starts at just $2,975. I can't believe anyone would want to contribute more to an undertaker's overheads and profits. They contribute nothing to dignity or sincerity. I'm Shanti Russell, Sensible Funerals.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles have slashed the price on DIY Kimberley hybrid flooring to an unbelievable $29.95 every day of the year. That's right, DIY Lay and Click Kimberley hybrid flooring slashed to $29.95 every day of the year. Go online now at nationaltiles.com.au and save on Kimberley hybrid DIY Lay and Click flooring. It's child's play. National Tiles. Now you can.
It's school drop-off time. And as you take your children to school in their new uniforms and backpacks filled with stationery, take a moment to think about the one in six Australian children living in poverty. What will going back to school feel like for them today? In an old worn-out uniform and shoes, with only a plastic bag and no stationery. This year, please sponsor an Australian child and help give them the school essentials they urgently need. Search the Smith family.
Hi, I'm Rose from Dentures Direct SA. 2020 brought with it many changes, but we want to assure our clients that Paul and I are back, and we look forward to welcoming you into one of our clinics. Or, for your convenience, Paul will be happy to come and visit you in your home or aged care facility. For an appointment at a Dentures Direct SA clinic, Prospect, Glynde, Salisbury, Ascot Park, or in home, call us on 1800 718 450. That's 1800 718 450.
It's incredible. Over 80% of tickets in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery have already been sold. Don't miss your chance to live the dream in this fully furnished Scott Salisbury home on the Esplanade at Henley Beach that comes with $1 million cash. There are over 15,000 incredible prizes to win, including luxury vehicles, local getaways, and so much more. Order your tickets now at homelottery.com.au. Proceeds improve the lives of every South Australian. License 213939.
Can't hear all that now, can you? That's because this home has a Geolong double glazed window and door system featuring high performance sound insulation and heat resistance. That's not all Geolong can do for you. They can also help design your home with the light luxury and elegance you desire. And Geolong is on this journey with you for life with lifetime service. Visit geolong.com.au.
We were young and oblivious, loving this life, living every drink, whatever we'd want.
This slowdown song is to remind you that school zones are now back in operation. So please, slow down. A safety message from the Australian Road Safety Foundation.
Need low potassium or gluten-free meals home delivered? That's Meals on Wheels today. Really? This is Matthew Pantelis.
19 past 9 on 5AA. Good evening. Welcome along. Richard Pascoe here, Adelaide Tech Guy, taking your calls on 822-3000. Tony's called in from Glen Osmond. How are you, Tony?
Hi, Matthew. How are you going?
Yeah, we're good.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. Hi, how are you going, Richard?
Good.
I've got a strange little issue with the iPhone. My iPhone's only about a year and a half old.
Yeah.
And normally with your battery, you know, your battery health measure.
Yes.
It should only say there's an issue when it's below, say, 80%, I think, from memory.
Right. What is your battery health actually say at the moment?
Well, it says 94%, but which would be fine, but it says you've got a service issue that says your battery health is significantly degraded, and Apple authorized service provider, blah, blah, blah. So it's saying basically that the battery is no good.
Good.
At only 94%, which is kind of ridiculous.
That might be, that means there's an issue, Tony.
Yeah, but normally it should only be when it's less than 80%.
I understand all that, but for them to put a warning up for there is something wrong.
Yeah, even though it's 94%. Okay.
So, yeah,
I've actually booked in to see him tomorrow, but I just thought, have you seen this before? It's a bit
strange. I have a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
So have you backed everything up, Tony?
Yes, it's all backed up. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so because they might ask to wipe your phone and then
then go
along and reload everything on there. So make sure your iCloud backup's on. Everything's been backed up before you go because they might say we want to wipe it and reload it from iCloud.
Okay.
As well, just to see if it's a software glitch on there.
Do you reckon they'll actually put a new battery in or just...
They could. Because you're how old is it?
It's only a year and a half old.
Yeah, they'd probably replace the battery.
Okay. All right, we'll see what they'd be interesting to see what they do. I was going to ask you when I next saw you at the Maiden Magpie, but I haven't caught up with you.
Tony,
sorry,
we shouldn't be broadcasting that on air, Tony. But yes, occasionally Saturday afternoons we do.
We don't catch up at the Maiden Magpie with Jeremy. That's complete.
That's exactly
lie.
Right.
that's a big fat lie. I won't, no one will tell anyone about that.
Only joking, Tony. People know what I'm like. It's all good.
Yeah, no worries. Nice to talk to you, Richard. Anyway,
thanks, Tony.
Matthew.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I don't see you there. But that's all right.
See you later on.
Tony, funny. It's 9:22 on 5AA. Richard, just looking at battery health that Tony was talking about, I brought it up on my phone and I haven't looked at this much, but it shows you the battery level and there's a little graph and it shows me when it fell into the red and when I charged it and that's all good and activity and when I've been using it and how much, screen time, blah, blah. And mine says last charge to 98%, which was this morning, which is about right.
That's right.
So what would the issue be? Like, what have you found when this has happened before?
If it puts up a warning, there is something wrong with your battery or there is something wrong with your software on there as well. So, that's why they'd normally probably wipe it.
Yep.
So Tony will go in there tomorrow and say, we're just going to wipe and reload because it could be that when it was loaded onto the phone, something might be slightly wrong with it on there. And that does happen on there as well, or they'll just replace his battery on there because, how many million iPhones get sold? There might be one dud battery out there.
Yeah.
I've seen it before with batteries. So normally this is a warning comes up. It's like if you put your phone in to get repaired now, some repairers who are not authorized Apple repairers might go along and let's say replace the camera on there as well. That will now punch up a warning on there saying, it's not a genuine Apple product that you had installed in your phone. It's still going to work.
Yeah.
But that warning's always going to come up.
Okay. I saw a video when these phones came out, the iPhone 12s came out. There was somebody who is pretty good at taking things apart. He took apart two iPhone 12s, swapped the cameras over, and the phones wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And yet they were legitimate, obviously, Apple cameras. One phone to the other wouldn't work. So Apple have really just, to a repairer.
They tie it down.
That's bad, I think.
They really do.
So you've got to go and see them as opposed to somebody else.
Oh, you do. You do. There's been some bad, it's some of the people in Adelaide don't, if you're one of these repairers, don't take this to heart when I say this. The amount of complaints that I've had over the years where people have taken it to, let's say, shops in a shopping mall.
Mm.
And they get they show the phone turns on, they get it home and then suddenly the camera doesn't work.
Right.
Or it comes up, I had somebody who basically lost everything on the phone.
Wow. Wow. I can recommend a shop down the road here that I've taken my phones to consistently over the best part of a decade, just down on Pulteney Street. Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Really good.
They've very got a great reputation, but there's some real duds out there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, so how do you, for people who don't know, have never done it, what do you do to back up a phone, whether it's a Samsung or an Apple?
Right, so let's go Apple first, right? My preference is for you to go to iCloud. If you haven't got enough room on your phone with your 5 gig, because you're not going to have enough room on there, pay the $1.49 a month, get 50 gig, then you know it's always backed up. Turn on iCloud backup, and it takes a snapshot of your phone all the time. So we had a couple of photos in, it uploads a couple of photos. Does it under Wi-Fi at night. So it is the easiest way. Then if your phone gets crushed or lost or, you know, whatever you say, new phone, restore from iCloud backup. It's exactly like you had it. There is no putting in passwords or anything like that. That's what you want.
If you want to retrieve that data?
Yeah.
How?
Most of it's all sitting up on iCloud.com. Your contacts, you log in with your Apple ID, you can see your photos, your contacts on there.
So from any computer, anywhere in the world?
Any computer, anywhere in the world. Right. If you're on an Android phone, I always encourage people to install the Google One app. Pay about $25 for it. Put the Google One app on there, and it will say, do you want to back your phone up? Yes, I do. And it does just what iCloud's doing on that side. So I had somebody today, they said how they had new phones on there as well. We did the Google One app, and it says, do you want to restore from your last backup on the other phone? Yes, I do. Everything came back down.
If you don't want to use the iCloud?
You back it up to a computer, cross your fingers and hope, because it makes a blob. It's that blob, and it really is. The amount of times I've seen it where you go to somebody's place, I backed it up on the computer, and you go, it doesn't work.
That's right, because that is packed up. Hey, you've got a thing about a sex scam targeting Australians. What's this about?
We've seen variations of this as well. There were 60,000 attempts to extort Australians were made in January this year.
60,000.
So we were actually the third highest of any country in the world. The US had the most attempts. Italy was third on there. So what happens is you get sent an email claiming they obtained footage from a Zoom call left on record while the users performed acts. They were cleaning this up immensely for you, Matthew.
Yes. It's like one of your drawings.
The ransom, exactly right. They'll get calls about that, Matthew.
Yeah, I know.
The ransom is about $2,000 on there as well. They'll ask you to go along and pay that. They'll send you an email that says there was a security vulnerability in Zoom. No, there's not. It says, in your worst dreams, I made footage with you as a main actor where you work on yourself. Having fun is okay with me, but it's not okay for your reputation. They offer to send it to your friends, family, and colleagues unless you pay up.
And it doesn't exist, does it?
Doesn't exist. Yeah. Every time this occurs, I get phone calls from people who said, we've got it. I want to pay. The amount of calls.
So what are they worried about?
you got to try and, but, you know, you try and say, don't pay. It's a scam on there as well. It floats around all year in various forms. Yep. It's just a fake email. Do not pay this at all.
Right.
And even if you're watching adult content, they haven't filmed you doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's impossible. Correct?
It is basically impossible.
Basically. Okay.
Basically. Do you like that, Matthew?
Yeah, basically.
You
did very well cleaning that up. Now, an email here from Faye. Good evening, boys. With regards to the new government code for Google and Facebook, although I don't have Facebook, I do have Google. Eventually, I'm expecting every one of us will be expected to pay for what they want regarding this. Is this correct? Please tell me.
Yeah, probably not at the moment, Faye.
But eventually, maybe.
I think there's one way around it. If you want news, pay for it.
Okay. That's the way. Yeah, that is the way. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Help a journo out.
It is help a journo out. We do it for Netflix. We do it for Amazon. We do it for all the other ones on there. You should really be paying for news. You really should. It should be a paywall up there. Mm. If every publication did it in Australia, money would start to flow.
Indeed. Paul has emailed in. There's a free battery optimizer app from Kaspersky. Do you know Kaspersky? I'm sure you do. That I found works a charm and sorts out problems or programs running in the background as attached. It's not attached.
Yep. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it on my.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Paul.
There you go, Paul. You can help me out in a second with this Samsung tablet that our text message has come, because every time the screen goes blank, the message comes up saying the software upgrade has gone through and I can't find a way to wipe it.
So anyway, we'll have a look at
that in a second. Now, also, while you're here, new Apple products. So, iPads coming out?
I think we'll see an announcement in March about new iPads, the new iPad Pro, and the very popular iPad Mini, which so many, so there'll be new models coming out in March, as well. So, you know, if you're going to buy, if you want to go and buy an iPad tomorrow, just wait, because every time we see new ones come out, they're better, and sometimes they drop the prices of the other ones as well. But, you know, the basic iPad's $495, which is, you know, it's cheap.
It's cheap. It's not terrible.
And it really is the best tablet out there.
Can you still make a phone call from them if they're Wi-Fi enabled?
If you had Skype on there, of course you could.
Yeah, so they're not, because old ones you could ring, couldn't you? You could ring from an iPad?
Only if you had a SIM, special SIM. You had to have a SIM card in there as well.
That's what it was. Okay. No. So we've got 5G now. How far away is 6G?
Right, so get your tinfoil hats out, people, when I say this. So 5G windows rolling out around the country. Yeah. We've even got it in Echunga.
Really? 5G's there?
5G's in Echunga. However, I did speak to Chris Marks at Telstra because they installed it on the wrong side of Echunga, not on my side.
Oh,
nice. He was all excited. He said, "You rung me up to thank me." I said, "No, it's on the wrong side." So there's, yeah, they put it on for one side of Echunga, not the other.
Wow.
But they're rolling it out more and more. Apple have just started to hire engineers to work on 6G modems for their iPhones.
6G.
6G.
Wow.
So if you're worried, one of those tinfoil hat people.
Do you know what? I've found with the iPhone 12, I don't find, and I look at it when it says 5G, and I get excited, or at least I did the first few, 5G, I'm going to test this out, and I'd start Googling things. Doesn't seem any faster than 4G.
See, I'm not finding that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're finding it is faster?
I'm finding it is faster.
4G is fast.
It is quite fast, but it's taken that to that next,
you reckon?
To me, it's that next step. Mm. And, you know, there's some...
I'm underwhelmed.
There's some suburbs in Adelaide as well, where I've been rung, where I'm in, you know, 5G area, and you sound a lot better than the 4G area.
All right,
as
so
well.
The phone quality might be better.
There's, you know, from, let's say, Mitcham Shopping Centre on up as well. I've got a couple of clients in there. Their phone reception is spotty at best until the 5G rolled out in there. It's brilliant up there.
Really? Okay, well, that's good. Well, I haven't tried the phones. I've tried internet.
Yep.
And just underwhelmed, I got to say. But anyway, all right, we'll pay attention to the phone thing. Diane has called in. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi.
The
Hi.
Only person who used to call me Diane was my father, and that was when I was in trouble.
Well, it says Diane on the screen. Now I'm going to change it because I can do this. So what would you like to be known as?
Di.
Done. There we are.
There we go.
You're Di.
Hi,
now,
Di.
Now, I've got a question for Richard.
Hi, Di.
Sunday morning, my phone is a Samsung Galaxy something or other. I don't know.
Right.
And my SIM card crashed.
Who's
it had been working.
What? How do you know your SIM card crashed?
Because it kept coming up with an error, no SIM card.
That might not be the SIM card. That might be your phone.
Oh.
Or not connecting somehow.
It's so who's your provider, Di?
Optus.
Go into an Optus shop and tell them you want a new SIM card.
I can't. I'm actually bedridden, so I can't go anywhere.
Right, so you've got to ring on another phone, Di, not that one because of the SIM card crash, and they should send you, you explain to them that you're bedridden.
I've tried ringing them today, Richard, and if I had 48 hours in the day, I'd be a better person.
Have you got somebody to help you, Di?
No, I live on my own. I'm a widow. It's all banking up and I've lost all my contacts. I've just lost everything on my phone. I got somebody to get me a prepaid SIM card.
Yeah.
Which is a totally different number to the number that I would normally have.
Yep.
However, because I've not got very good health at the present moment, everyone has got my old number.
Of course they would.
Have you put that SIM card in? Does it work in the phone?
What, the old one or the new one?
The new one.
Oh, yeah, the new one works.
No, then it is the old
one. But it's a completely different number.
Mm. Yeah, so you need to find somebody. Does somebody come to your home, Di, to, you know, tend to you? That sounds the wrong
words.
Yeah. So to get somebody to call Optus.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be your only way out of this, Di.
Well, I've tried today, Richard, and I said if I had 48 hours in the day, I might get through.
I know. Look, I know it's hard when it comes to that sort of thing, but put it on speaker. And I don't know anybody at Optus.
That's, I reckon Leon might.
There
I
we go.
Reckon, yep. I reckon Leon might. So, Di, I'm going to put you back to Angie and get your number, and I'll see if we can maybe tee up with one of Leon's contacts. I know he knows people like Chris Marks at Telstra,
right.
And I'm sure there's a contact at Vodafone. So I think it's most likely there'd be somebody at Optus that Leon might be able to help with there. So we'll see what we can do anyway. We'll give that a go. Jackie at Greenworth, hello.
Oh, hi, Matthew. Can I speak to Richard, please?
You can, Jackie.
Unless your dad always called you Jackie when he was mad and your real name's Jack, you know.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jackie.
I wonder if you can help me. You came out some time ago to my house and you sorted out all the various problems I had.
Yep.
And at the same time, you linked my Big Pond mail to my Gmail.
Yep.
Because I'm not with Telstra, so I just wanted to make sure I still received the Big Pond.
Right.
Now, it's worked for a long time, no problem. And up until yesterday, I was getting the emails on Gmail, and now they're not going over there. I don't know what to do.
So when you open the Gmail app up, on there, and you go to settings and all settings on there.
Okay. I'll have to write it down.
You have to write it down. I'll actually put the audio up of this, which I do every week. So Matthew and we put the audio up on the website so you'll be able to listen to this again.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be up in the next couple of days.
It's better the second time.
It's always better the second time. So we're in the all settings and settings in there, Jackie. There is a thing called your accounts on there as well. And then you'll see, you should see your Big Pond account in there. And you just might have to re-enter in the password.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yep, all right, Richard. Thanks very much. And I'll find that, what, on the 5AA?
No. AdelaideTechGuide.com.au under radio segments on there. So I put all the audio up every week.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Bye. Richard, thank you for popping in.
Pleasure.
It's been great. And if people want to find out more or find out more about you or get in touch,
head over to AdelaideTechGuide.com.au. All the contact details are there.
You're in with Pilco tomorrow too, I think.
Pilco at 2 o'clock.
Beautiful. All right, we'll catch you next week as well. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guide. Yes.